content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time where we are. And, of course, the Power Mall is now open, 877-817-9829. We're trying to reach out to Troy Miller from the National Religious Broadcasters Association. Have been unsuccessful in getting a hold of him to this point. Always enjoyed. We had him on the show before. Always enjoyed talking about him. They got an upcoming convention, but got a little miscommunication here on our end, I think. Anyway, aside from that, we were talking before the break about Fannie Willis. Whistleblowers are lining up to testify in the case surrounding Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, who was accused of misconduct. Why am I not surprised? She probably had Soros money that got her in there. Leaders with Georgia's State Senate Special Committee on Investigations met last week regarding Willis, who's being criticized for her relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, according to Fox 5 Atlanta, noting that State Senator Bill Cowsert of Athens emphasized the group wanted to uncover the truth. Yeah. You can't handle the truth. Yeah, I don't want to scream in my microphone here and blow out my condenser here. Willis previously brought Wade on to head up the investigation into the state's 2020 election interference case that Wade was appointed to prosecute former President Trump. And as the meeting commenced, Cowsert dropped the bombshell, revealing that multiple whistleblowers within the Fulton County DA's office have expressed eagerness to testify. They allege misuse of federal and state funds, further escalating the scrutiny surrounding Willis. Whoa. All right. Now, what do you call that? It's called prosecutorial misconduct. And that's enough to get an entire case thrown out. What about all those people like Jenna Ellis and, you know, Sidney Powell? What about all those people that pled out and didn't get charged with RICO? How's that work? They're going to get their charges dropped too because of this? They're going to have to go back in and replead their case? Well, you pled out. You got to suffer. Wow. Cowsert told reporters, the people of Georgia are very troubled by these allegations. We have to have the public's confidence in the fairness and impartiality of the criminal justice system. Oh, gee, you think? Yeah, let's talk about J6, Mr. Cowsert. Let's talk about that. Everybody's trying to, you know, the Supreme Court is going to come out on the side of Trump. You know they're not going to allow that. You saw what kind of gobbledygook happened last week. All the justices were coming down on Jason Murray, their counsel for the Colorado representatives that all tried to, those plaintiffs that tried to get Trump taken off the ballot. They're going to come out and they're going to blast Maine. They're going to blast Colorado and everybody else, John Castro, who the IRS went after, you know, all these tax charges. He's been busted. He's 20 lawsuits in various states. You see, the thing is, when you start messing with the American political system, eventually it comes back to bite you in the you know where. And of course, Marjorie Taylor Greene had to chime in saying Willis should resign after admitting an affair with her top Trump prosecutor, stating she should be absolutely ashamed of herself. Greene said any investigation of Willis should focus on her affair with Wade due to a conflict of interest. Wade had sex with Willis to win a contract from Fulton County to help Willis prosecute Trump. Prosecution where it's Trump and co-defendants she alleged benefited. Well, I'm kind of curious as to about the state and federal funds. Greene filed an ethics violation against Nathan Wade because Willis admitted they had a relationship, should move the investigation against Nathan Wade to a different level. Meanwhile, Willis reportedly fired an employee in 2021 who warned her about the mishandling of federal money. If you want to hear it, I'll do what I damn well please. I'm the DA. Black power. See, that's what it looks like, right? You know, but the sad thing, when you look at what's going on here, look what they're doing to try to prosecute Trump. This is what's going on in every single case out there. From the garbage in New York with Letitia James down to Florida and D.C. with Jack B. Nimble, Jack B. Smith. Wow. You see, Trump is fighting multiple battles all the time he's out there campaigning. Trying to tell people, look, you see, this is how the system is working. Not good. In the meantime, as we move on to the economy, everybody is lauding that illegal immigration will boost the U.S. gross domestic product by $7 trillion. Propaganda war, folks. Do not fall for this. Zero Hedge, by the way. This is Tyler Durden. Reporting at a time when the Biden administration breathlessly taking credit for quote-unquote strong job market. How is it not the biggest political talking point right now that since October 2019, native-born U.S. workers, I had to reiterate that, native-born U.S. workers have lost 1.4 million jobs. While over the same period, foreign-born workers have gained 3 million jobs. Wonder how that works. Could it be that, you know, they're not reporting the underemployed as well as the unemployed? See, these surveys, all these analyses that Zero Hedge ran and reran to find something even more jarring. Not only were all the job gains in the past year entirely thanks to part-time workers, but native-born workers plunged by another whopping 560,000, bringing the two-month total drop to just under 2 million. This meant that not only has all job creation in the last 4 years been exclusively for foreign-born workers, but there has been zero job creation for native-born American workers since July of 2018. Now, where'd they get their data from? The Fed? Yeah, you see, they're monitoring what's going on here. And, of course, the Democrats turned to Paul Krugman, their little hero economist. Most important person in the world, Biden, with all due respect to Dementia Joe, the Fed Chair Jerome Powell, and even the Congressional Budget Office. And of course, all that required an immediate propaganda response. So you can't believe anything about the economy other than right now it's costing you more at the pump and in the grocery store. That you know. That's a fact. That's a fact, Jack. Had to quote Stripes with Bill Murray. You know, I had to do that, you know. I don't think it's a joke, but I do these little things and make these little quirky nuances and similes to basically make light and expose more of it. See, when you get a flashlight and you shine it on cockroaches, what do? Run! It's like raids here. Raid! Yeah. Cockroaches run when you shine a light. This little gospel light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Yeah, okay. Sorry, just got off on a religious tangent there. A Foundation for Government Accountability, a watchdog group, recently outlined evidence that state officials are misusing food stamp exemptions to hide accounting errors. Oh, my goodness. Now, I wonder why they would do such a thing. Kansas, Maine, Rhode Island. These are three states that have applied 100% of their no good cause exemptions retroactively. Also, Pennsylvania and New York found to have used 14% in the same way. Over a period of 5 years from 2016 to 2020, the group estimates approximately 100,000 retroactive no good cause exemptions were issued in these five states alone. Bureaucrats in these states could be concealing the true magnitude of their errors by just covering up the mistakes. Now, why do you think they do that? You think there's anything political to it? Of course you do. Nutritional assistance programs. And this is what the Foundation for Government Accountability has revealed. These five states are the biggest culprits. The IRS, meanwhile, yeah, two little news articles about IRS you need to know about, besides the filing for taxes, and the current tax season is April 15th. And if you don't file, don't worry, they'll have somebody out there. They're going to make a martyr for the cause. But we caught a tax cheat, and now we're going to hang him. When's that date? April 15th, so we can scare the rest of you into compliance. Now, I didn't say not to file your taxes. I have a friend of mine, by the way, that doesn't have a Social Security number. His father was awake way back when he was born, and he never got a Social Security number, and he's been working in the underground economy for cash ever since. How's that work? Well, he was in the wrong place in the wrong time, got busted. He was part of a drug raid. He was just sitting in a chair, minding his own business, just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, got sentenced to 6 months of boot camp. And the judge, of course, said, and you will file and pay your taxes for however long you haven't filed and paid your taxes. And he said, Your Honor, I don't have a Social Security number. And what did the judge do? Okay, fine, forget that. You don't have to file and pay your taxes. You don't have a Social Security number. Judge told him that. Skipped over the whole thing. All right, forget that then. You see, if you didn't have a Social Security number and you didn't volunteer into the system, you wouldn't have the information necessary to file an income tax return, but you did because you thought you were doing the right thing. You were being American. Unlike all those people that didn't take the jab, they're un-American. Folks, I'm being sarcastic here. Really? I love America. I just don't like what it's become. Gee, I guess that resonated with a lot of you, didn't it? The IRS, meanwhile, says it could generate as much as $851 billion in additional revenues over a 10-year period if a supplemental funding program remains in effect, according to a new report. This is the Inflation Reduction Act, which the GOP is trying to squelch. It gave the IRS $80 billion in supplemental funding. And what do they want to do? Hire more Treasury agents with guns. The IRS, here's something even scarier. They intend to leverage behavioral science tactics. Now, I wonder how that works. It says it can contribute $53 billion in revenues over the decade. This includes things like reminders and nudging. Yeah, nudging. Nudging my foot. This program aims to educate and prompt taxpayers well ahead of the estimated tax deadlines, thereby minimizing late payments, reducing administrative burden, and removing the need for later enforcement action on low return on investment tax issues, according to the report. Republican efforts are to cut the Inflation Reduction Act by, you know, their funding made available to the IRS, $80 billion. But what are they going to do with that? Hire more auditors, come whoop, open up a can of whoop, you know what, on little old John Q. taxpayer. Is it fair? I mean, how many taxes are you paying for a loaf of bread now? How many taxes you pay at the gas pump? How many taxes do you pay all in all at the grocery store? And how much, when you go to the grocery store, contains a safe food additive that might have consequences for your gut microbiome? This is a naturally derived antibiotic that helps preserve food by killing any threatening pathogens that has kept our food safe for decades. But now, even though the World Health Organization and even watchdog groups have classified this additive as safe, this antibiotic called Nisin, N-I-S-I-N, that's N as in Nancy, I-S as in Sam, I-N as in Nancy, Nisin, is a peptide-derived antimicrobial agent synthesized from its natural form. First discovered in 1928, commonly used in products such as cheese, beer, processed meats, and dipping sauces. Nisin is made when bovine milk or whey is fermented by strains of Lactococcus lactis that are concentrated and processed into small particles. In addition to being used as a food preservative, nisin can be found in beauty products, pharmaceuticals, and pet products. However, new research raises concerns about whether nisin could be harmful to the human gut microbiome, which is the community of bacteria, viruses, fungi, and other microorganisms that work symbiotically to help with body functions like digestion and immune response. This is a study published by ACS Chemical Biology, which examined human gut bacteria genomes to identify those that resemble nisin. Researchers then produced 6 antibiotics, including 4 new ones, and tested them on microbes. While the researchers found these new candidates kill pathogenic bacteria, they also discovered they have varying effects on commensal favorable microbes, too. Because every person has a unique microbiome in their gut, and the balance of commensal microbes is what helps the body protect itself from pathogens and create important metabolites and more, food additives that kill commensals could be destroying the very community that's protecting our bodies from the pathogens in food, leaving us worse off than if we'd eaten contaminated food. So, preservatives designed to keep microbes from growing on our foods, many of them that aren't too discriminating about what microbes they affect. A more sinister concern arises from the slippery slope of bioengineered food that's becoming more commonplace, according to Robert Verkirk, who is the founder and executive science director of the nonprofit Alliance for Natural Health. These foods may have antimicrobial properties designed into them. If you're all sitting there gasping when I mention bioengineered food, this is modified in a lab to alter genetic material in ways that cannot be found in nature or done by conventional breeding, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. In some cases, disclosure of bioengineered ingredients on food labels is discretionary. That means you don't know if you're getting it or not. While this new study doesn't mention bioengineered forms of nisin, Mr. Verkirk said it's the kind of research that lays the groundwork for the development of patented products. See, once they get this stuff created and they synthesize it, then they go out and they get a patent for it so they can make gobs of money. And they put it in your food. Wow. The business model that encouraged patents, biotechnology and exclusivity often results in products that bypass through safety testing. All I got to do is point to Pfizer and Moderna. Do you notice the Pfizer commercials that ran during the Super Bowl too? Oh my goodness. They're not missing a trick. They paid $7 million of all that money they made off the government who paid for all these jabs that all of 220 million Americans got. That now they're being afflicted with? Oh, don't worry. I know. Oh, I got the jab and I'm okay. I talked to a guy over the weekend. He got the jab. Now he's got rheumatoid arthritis within like days after he got the shot. He got one. One shot he's got rheumatoid arthritis. One shot. Never had anything wrong with him at all. 52 years old. Never had anything wrong with him at all. Went out and got the jab because got coerced. Family coerced him. Friends coerced him. And his doctor coerced him. I asked him, I said, the doctor tell you to get the jab? Did he take the jab too? Oh, yeah. I said, gee, I wonder when your doctor's going to drop dead. He'd be doing society a favor if he did. That way he wouldn't be around to recommend this garbage to people. How many people understand this was an effort to depopulate the United States of America? Oh, Krieger, you're off on a tangent now. Now, that's conspiracy theory. Really? Why don't you ask Danielle Baker that? I noticed nobody called the show last week when our phone line was working. It's not now. Just so those of you trying to call should just understand that we don't have an operational toll-free number at the moment. We're trying to find out why. Don't start reading into it. You got to wonder about that, huh? Mr. Verkirk recommends, by the way, the following tips to help consumers protect themselves. Eat food you know and recognize. Might help if you grew your own. Avoid eating barcoded food as much as possible. Gee, isn't everything barcoded these days? I mean, you go into Walmart, 90% of their stuff is processed foods. Try not to destroy your food and the way you cook and prepare it, and keep your diet as diverse and as colorful as you can. I know it's getting harder and harder for people to do, he said. But, like I said, got to keep on keeping on, right? Three blood sugar imbalances that affect your ability to manage leaky gut and autoimmunity. That's another article we have posted on our email blast for those of you who are getting it. What? What do you mean you're not getting it? You just got to go to thepowerhour.com, click on the newsletter tab, and subscribe. That easy. And it comes to your inbox regularly. And you can access the programs, hear stuff you missed. 88%, according to research, 88% of Americans suffer from blood sugar-related metabolic disorders thanks to the standard American diet, high in simple carbs and sugars and low in nutritions. In other words, Americans are in a cellular energy crisis. Whether your blood sugar is consistently too high, too low, combination of both, the result's the same. Not enough glucose gets into the cells to produce energy. That's why you're tired. Low blood sugar starves cells, while high blood sugar blunts glucose receptors. Both leave cells hungry for energy. Unfortunately, the longer a person is in a dysregulated blood sugar state, lifetime for most Westerners, the more difficult it is to repair. Most people need to sufficiently lower their consumption of carbohydrates and increase their physical activity to unwind the cravings that drive them to overeat. Reversing insulin resistance can take many months, if not a year or more, of steadfast adherence to an inflammatory diet and regular physical activity. When these people walk into the conventional healthcare model, they're told to eat right and exercise. They probably have tried and failed multiple times. That's because people with long-standing insulin resistance or type 2 diabetes often experience chronic injuries or an inability to recover when they try to exercise. This is due to systemic inflammation these conditions cause. Many of the doctors and nurses treating those patients struggle with the same problems. And of course, the information provided on the website that we deliver, as well as on the show, is intended for informational purposes only and not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or healthcare professional that seems to know everything when you know nothing. And you should just take their word for it because I went to medical school. That's what I think. Yeah, take the jab while you're at it. It's safe and effective. Liar. This is what we have to deal with. I think people eat this junk food because they're stressed out. Would you disagree? I wish I could tell you to call our toll-free number, but it's not working right now. So don't even try. No, we're not blocking your calls. The toll-free number's not working right now. Don't call it. I know. I wish you could. You'd be chiming in by now. Kind of sad not having callers on the show this morning. I'm sure you'd give me a piece of your mind. So if you have low blood sugar, these are the symptoms. So, you know, I'm going to go on about it because we can. And just remember, your doctor told you these things and you trusted modern medicine. You wonder, I have a Rife machine and all the other stuff that I do. And I take supplements from the Power Mall. And I have not been for a wellness checkup in 3 years. Did you get my drift? I hope you understand what I just said. Why? Why do I need to go to wellness checkup and hear a doctor go, okay, you're okay, and send me a bill so they can milk Medicare? 3 years I haven't been for a checkup. Why? I'm healthy. Don't you think you know your own body better than the doctor does? Oh, but yet we got to put all these disclaimers out there because of the bloody FDA and the FTC. They might end up suing like they did with Dr. Eric Naputi, who came out against all this garbage they were doing for $5 billion, like he's got that kind of money. No, they just want to shut him up. So you see, we need to tell our doctor, if you open your mouth and you tell me one more stupid thing, I'm going to sue you for malpractice. How's your malpractice insurance, doc? Every attorney I know that's used that seems to work. That's some advice you can take and put it in your pipe and smoke it, like my late father used to say. Wow. Yet we have to disclaim everything on this program because some doctor out there that's all rank and file, FDA and AMA and every other little acronym you can put at it, thinks that we're all nuts because we talk about ways to keep yourself healthy. My God, it'd run us out of business if everybody did that. So here's the symptoms of low blood sugar. Increased energy after meals. Your energy should be consistent before and after meals, folks. But you got low blood sugar if you have to eat something and all of a sudden your whole system just goes into hyperdrive, right? But then in between meals, you crave sweets. And if you miss a meal, you get really cranky. You depend on coffee and sugar for energy. You become lightheaded if you miss a meal. Should not miss breakfast. I'm going to have some when I get off the show here in half an hour. Eating to relieve fatigue. Feel tired? Now I got to eat. Oh, see, that's the worst time to do it. Now, what if you feel shaky or jittery, or tremulous? Your hands start doing this number for those of you watching us live stream. Feeling agitated and nervous, or you become easily upset? That's low blood sugar. Here's another sad state of affairs, too. You become forgetful, and you have a poor memory, and you have blurred vision. And you might not even feel hungry despite needing to eat, but you need to. Hypoglycemic patients frequently eat sparingly. They live on salads and smoothies and become shaky, lightheaded, irritable if they miss a meal, which they do regularly. Why? Because they think that this is the way to solve their problem. They suffer from anxiety and are more prone to sleep deprivation. They often crash in the middle of the day, feeling revived and energetic after they eat. Symptoms of insulin resistance or high blood sugar are you eat and you're tired. You have general fatigue. You're constantly hungry. You crave sweets, even though you're not relieved by eating them. You got to have a sweet after meals. Waist girth equal to or larger than hip girth. In other words, you know what, you know, ladies, when you run the tape around yourself and they're the same. Yeah. Frequent urination. I gotta go. Yeah. You know what they say? When you gotta go, you gotta go. Well, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Increased appetite and thirst. Difficulty losing weight and migrating aches and pains. You know, they have a Rife setting for that. I don't know why more people aren't buying them. You need to. Power Mall's open right now. 877-817-9829. I've been using it for 3 years. It's working. We'll be back with more news after these important words from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, Come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646. uscoincapital.com.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, Dave Krieger with you back on the Power Hour for this last segment. Yep. One-way conversation, me talking to you. Phone lines are down. Don't know why. Don't look at it as a conspiracy theory. We don't know. We're investigating why our toll-free number is down. Before we went to break, I was talking about insulin resistance. In early insulin resistance, by the way, fasting glucose is above 100. Triglycerides are elevated. Fasting glucose, which is HbA1c, which is the measurement of average blood glucose over the past 2 to 3 months, and a lipid panel are often normal. However, the OGTT often shows elevated glucose or insulin if glucose levels are high in the postprandial stage. This is a red flag that the blood sugar handling system is starting to deteriorate. Primary complaint at this stage is fatigue after meals. A more advanced form of insulin resistance is called metabolic syndrome. The criteria for diagnosis of metabolic syndrome are three of the following. There's five of them here. Three out of five. You only need three out of five. I know. Do you want to write this down? I tell people to have their pen and paper handy. This is what you need to know. I mean, we have sugar to fiber at the Power Mall, you know, all right? So you understand that. To help, you know, fix this situation, we have the Rife machine at the Power Mall. Why aren't people calling the Power Mall and ordering? I don't get it. I'm going to give you three of the, if three of these are in your ballpark, then you're at risk of stroke, dementia, and cardiovascular disease. Blood pressure higher than 130 over 85. Fasting blood sugar over 100. Waist is larger than 40 inches for men and 35 inches for women. HDL cholesterol under 40 for men and under 50 for women. Triglycerides over 150. Now, we have supplements at the Power Mall to help keep you healthy. Phone number is 877-817-9829. You need to be on that calling and ordering, especially those of you that like to call the show, but you don't buy from the Power Mall. You need to buy from the Power Mall. Otherwise, you won't be able to call the show anymore because we won't be on the air. You get my drift? Stark warning. If you go on thepowerhour.com, you'll see what I mean. A new study has identified the cities across the U.S. that are most and at least risk of losing jobs to artificial intelligence. According to the report, residents of Providence, Rhode Island, and Hartford, Connecticut are most at risk of being replaced in the workforce by AI. The Daily Mail reports a recent study published by casinos.us analyzed data on job availability, economic diversity, and growth in the most 50 populated cities in America, which determine which are most susceptible to AI taking over their job. The study found major tech hubs like Austin, Raleigh, San Jose, San Francisco have the most job security when it comes to AI. Wonder why that is? Because they're probably creating it. The old industrial cities relying heavily on manufacturing like Providence, Rhode Island are mostly at risk. The report explained why tech hubs seem relatively safe from AI replacement. Could well be because AI-related jobs are going to be the new norm in relatively a short time. And, of course, because the technology is going to be the industry that sees the largest boom because of automation. Do you see? I was right. Before I even read that sentence, I told you it's because that's where they're creating it all. The report noted tech-focused cities will likely see AI-related roles become the norm, creating more jobs, tech jobs to offset losses. The industrial cities, where only one in five jobs are AI-proof, are prime targets for replacement by intelligent machines. Providence, Rhode Island, topped the list of the worst cities, with limited job openings across few industries, followed by other manufacturing-focused cities like Hartford, Connecticut, and New Orleans, Louisiana. According to the report, the 10 cities most likely to be hit hardest by AI. You ready for this? So if you are in a manufacturing position in any one of these cities, you might want to think about putting your house on the market and relocating and downsizing while you're at it if you want to survive. Providence, Hartford, Richmond, Virginia, Tucson, Arizona, Memphis, Tennessee, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, McAllen, Texas, Virginia Beach, Virginia, New Orleans, Louisville. Louisville. That's where the manufacturing jobs are. If you're concerned about maintaining a career in the face of the takeover, consider moving to a city where job diversification and economic growth means humans will still be relevant in a few years. You want to know the areas with the range of careers with low AI risk? Phoenix. That's one. Yeah. Right near the border. Oh, they haven't seen the last of this yet. NASA scientists have recorded a large cluster of sunspots on the surface of the sun while issuing a warning to those who want to view it. Got to have special glasses. You don't want to look at the sun straight out. You burn your retinas out. Fox News reported over the weekend there was also risk for solar flares that can affect things such as spacecrafts, radio communications, electric power grids, and navigation signals. Gee, I wonder if that's why we have no call-in number. Maybe VOIP is affected. That's voice over internet protocol. For those of you that don't know what VOIP is, that's what you call electronic communication through the phone lines. Okay. Signal, right? Massive solar flare occurred in December. It's caused issues with airplane radio communications as it sent radiation toward our planet. Magnetic fields for sunspots are thousands of times more powerful than Earth's, according to the article. The space agency first discovered the grouping at the end of last month from NASA's Perseverance rover on Mars. The cluster is now facing Earth. Solar flares are sometimes accompanied by a coronal mass ejection, CME for short. They're huge bubbles of radiation and particles from the sun. They explode into space at very high speed when the sun's magnetic field lines suddenly reorganize, according to the website. This is NASA. And this is why we also have EMP shield at the Power Mall. All right. Oh, let's see. It's time to move into surveillance state. I'm talking about your bank account. This is real testy, folks. I'm not mincing words here about what you get when you play in the government's system. The Biden administration has confirmed that it's using financial surveillance to help the feds catch J6ers. This is the Treasury Department admitting it helped law enforcement catch people involved in the January 6th Capitol breach by urging banks to comb through the private transactions of customers using terms like MAGA and Trump as part of a surveillance scheme intended to fight money launderers, but used to hunt January 6ers. Last month, news reports indicated FinCEN, which is the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. I've talked about him before in the show. You see him an enemy of the state. This is the U.S. Treasury Department's Financial Crime Fighting Unit. They were accused of engaging in pervasive financial surveillance by circulating materials to banks that listed keywords that could be used to flag private financial transactions of potential J6 suspects for law enforcement. The materials also allegedly included instructions to banks to use indicators that could include the purchase of books, including religious texts, and subscriptions to media containing extremist views. The explosive allegations at FinCEN pushed banks to surveil the private transactions of their customers for suspicious charges based in part on political and religious expression prompted Republican lawmakers to demand answers, like Tim Scott, top Republican on the Senate Banking Committee. He got a response letter last week in which the Office of Legislative Affairs, Acting Assistant Secretary Corey Tellez, confirmed the keywords like MAGA, Trump, or Storm the Capitol were included in materials FinCEN provided to banks to help the feds track down J6 protesters. The letter also stated that following the J6 incident, FinCEN shared information with banks that were included typologies that were based on previous efforts to develop robust anti-money laundering programs that could identify specific types of illegal activities, such as related to active shooters or violent extremists. Are you ready for the words? Remember, you could sit there and say bomb or Allah or whatever Gene Hackman talked about on Enemy of the State. Then all of a sudden it triggers an NSA thing, you know, when they start recording you. Could be the CIA, too. We don't know. Could be the FBI. Could be FinCEN. Could be a number of people. A document distributed on January 15th of 2021 suggested banks could review payment messages for indication that an individual participated in the assault on the Capitol and included terms such as Antifa, MAGA, Trump, Biden, Kamala, Schumer, Pelosi, along with terms indicating an intent to do violence such as shoot, kill, murder, storm the Capitol. Gee, I wonder if God is included on that. Christian, I wonder if that's included in that. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? FinCEN shared such documents with banks and law enforcement agencies via a series of events on FinCEN Exchange. This is a public-private information exchange platform established by Congress in 2020 for what? The purpose of disrupting money laundering, terrorism financing, and other crimes. And you wonder why we have Fred Dyshefsky on here telling you to start stocking up on gold and silver coins? You wonder why we talk to you about stocking up on guns and ammo and food and what other people are doing and what they're telling me? You wonder why our government's not doing anything to control what's coming across the southern border? You wonder why we have people like Sheriff Jones out there warning people and educating people on gun safety and teaching them how to shoot? Gun safety classes. Now, what they're really teaching you, you see that silhouette right there? Aim in this area. Keep doing it. Hold it up. Hold the Weaver stance. Hold it up right there till you, here's where you want to hit, right in here, in the triangle, right between the bottom of the chin and the middle of the chest, right there, right below the diaphragm. That's your triangle, right there. You hit that triangle, they're gone. Why are they teaching people how to do this if they weren't worried about what was going on in America? Why are three Florida sheriffs, and they've been, I talked to Scott down there at Grady Judd's PIO. Great guy. Nice conversation, because I've been a member of Florida Sheriffs since 2012 and supported the kids camp because it's a good thing to do. Got to teach kids the way they should go, even if they're, you know, like adopted or they're homeless or runaways or whatever. They just don't want to go back to home because it's not safe there. So they end up in kids camp financed by the Florida Sheriffs Association. And they're teaching kids a skill. And many of them turn out they want to go into law enforcement. Hint, hint. I think they got a little encouragement from the folks at the kids camp, don't you think? Yeah. Yeah, they do all sorts of stuff, obstacle courses and all sorts of great stuff to get these kids in line, give them productive things to do. And they feature them in their Florida Sheriff's magazine, which I get. You know, understand that this is not a bad thing. But, you know, also understand that when sheriffs start getting a little bit overexcited, like Scotty Jenkins up there in Culpeper County, Virginia, who told at that time Governor Ralph Northam of Virginia that he was going to deputize every law-abiding citizen in his county if he started taking away guns, said you can't own a gun in the state of Virginia. Boy, that ended real quick. You see, here's the thing. When it all comes down, and like Sheriff Jones of Ohio said, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. If there's Chinese safe houses in all 50 states, don't you think that it's possible that these people could access our back doors to all of our HV transformers we have here, courtesy of China, and shut down our entire electrical grid? Oh, my neighbors will be just fine. Yeah, my neighbors are nice people. They wouldn't come to my door with a gun and point at my face and demand all my food, would they? Did you ever study what happened back in Ukraine back in the 30s? You ever study that? How many people died of starvation purposefully? You ever go study it? People take on a whole different persona when they look at their children with bloated bellies and their stomachs start to turn into goo because they've had no food or water. And if these people have access to a firearm or get one by breaking into someone's house that they know has a gun and nobody's there and they get their gun and then go to the neighbor's house with the gun and say, "Hi there. I'm your friendly neighbor." And then they whip the gun out and point at your face and say, "Get back inside your house." And they start, one holds a gun on you. One family member holds a gun on you while the other one goes through your pantry and starts cleaning your pantry out and taking all your food. You see, you don't think that that's possible. You don't think that could happen. That your own neighbor wouldn't turn on you. Where's your head? Oh, I'll just open my door and just let them come in and have all the food they want. Oh, yeah, like you have an unlimited supply. Like you've got a bottomless, you got a tree with money growing on it in your backyard. Oh, yeah. Come on, tell me that you wouldn't do the same thing if all of a sudden you were old Mother Hubbard who went to the cupboard, yeah, and it was bare. And you wouldn't go out and do something like that? People's mindsets change when they're put into a situation like this. How do I know this? Because I've been studying the behavior of foreclosure victims for the last decade and a half. That's why I wrote the book Clouded Titles. Maybe you should read it. It's available at the Power Mall. The very first chapter goes into detail on the mindset, because everybody that gets in it turns into neurotic. Neurosis sets in. When you get served with foreclosure notice, the neurosis sets in. First, you're in denial. Then you're confused. Then you become angry. Then you want to lash out. Your whole mentality changes when you're being foreclosed on, because soon, at some point in time, you realize that the local gendarme, namely the sheriff, is going to come to your door and evict you and throw you on the street. And if you don't think it's possible, watch the movie 99 Homes. And you'll see just how dramatic things can get, and how much of these liars are out there permeating your credit reports with garbage, permeating your land records with phony documents, creating standing so they can foreclose. Yeah. And now that you know what FinCEN is doing, Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana is aiming to vote on reauthorizing and potentially reforming deep state powers this week. Compromise legislation for what? So deep state can't spy on you. But this bill would largely mirror a bill drafted by Intelligence Committee Republicans and Judiciary Committee members and other privacy hawks would then be allowed to offer amendments, including one that would require a warrant before searching Americans' private information under Section 702 of the FISA Act, or FISA, you know, whatever. It just doesn't matter. It's FISA, you know what it is. Section 702 allows law intelligence, you know, to collect communications of targeted foreigners. But as we all know, it can be used to target the plain, ordinary you and me. It runs afoul of the Fourth Amendment's requirement for a warrant to search Americans' communications. Do they care? No. It remains unclear if there's going to be a fix for the so-called data broker loophole that allows intelligence agencies, law enforcement agencies, geek, Enos, you got your ears on, I'm going to get them Duke boys. Yeah. Yep. A whole bunch of Enoses over there, and the CIA and the NSA and other places that listen to all your communications. Yeah, they got their ears on. I haven't done anything wrong, you say. Uh-huh. Doesn't mean they're not watching. Now, if you want to get proactive, here's something that happened in Union County, North Carolina. The Board of County Commissioners voted 3-2 to remove fluoride from their drinking water. The ordinance will still require a second reading and a vote at the board's next meeting, February 19th, because it wasn't a unanimous 5-0 vote. Of course, the public showed up. And during comment at the meeting, the argument centered around medical freedom for those against using fluoride in the water supply, while those in favor of mass fluoridation leaned into a familiar, safe, and effective stance, declaring it's been used for decades. Oh, well, that's all the proof you got. Welcome to science, folks. Yep. Now, there's a chemical they put in your water that's not natural. Yeah. And we keep drinking it. Time to get those Berkey filters out. Geoengineering Watch has a new report out, number 444. It's on our email blast. Snowstorm eyes northeastern U.S. just before Valentine's Day. That new headline from AccuWeather stands in stark contrast to the following Fox News headline from the same day that says, spring heat surges in the Midwest and Northeast. How severe does the climate chaos need to be before populations look up and face reality? According to Dane Wigington, extreme climate chaos is wreaking havoc with ecosystems and populations all over the world. How soon till we all pay the price? And for those of you that looking on your windowsills and seeing that white powdery fluff known as snow, you should know the February full moon got its name as a snow moon for that very reason. And this month, it's going to be a micro moon set to fall on Saturday, February 24th at exactly 7:30 in the morning Eastern time. For people in the Western Hemisphere, that'll be in the morning and the moon will be below the horizon. Full moons may fall above or below the horizon and don't correspond with the Earth's daily rotation. So it's a crapshoot. We hope you get to see it. It's known as the Hunger Moon by the Cherokees north of Carolina. Yep, denoting the scarcity of food at that time. This all, of course, provided by the Farmer's Almanac. Our cattle crisis is plummeting. Production plummets. Decades low level, according to ranchers. That's what they're telling them. Our beef supply is shrinking. I don't know if it matters or not. The Hawaii Supreme Court, by the way, has said no state constitutional right to carry a firearm in public. We'll see if this ends up in front of the Supreme Court. Gotta love it. All the news we didn't get to cover today is on your email blast. If you subscribe in the meantime, stay safe. Do something positive for your community. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.